ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, reading from verse 7, the Bible says, grace has been given unto all of us according to the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that He has placed in our hearts. Every single one of you has grace sufficient to make your gift work, but you've got to be brave enough to identify what that gift is. That means you will probably do things other people cannot do or do not want to do. Let me put it into a phrase and move on. They will pay you the most for what you would do for free. They will pay you the most for what you would do for free. What would you do for free? You will be yourself. What you are willing to do for free. If you were to take all the money away from many of the footballers, they will still play football. Because that's what they're wired to do. That's what they're wired to do. What are you wired to do? Be brave enough to discover it. Be yourself. Let me keep going. Multiply. Cause something other than yourself to become fruitful. How do I know that was Joseph's story? He made his father fruitful. His ability to organize and cause success made his father's business fruitful. Joseph's ability to organize and interpret dreams made the prison, made Potiphar's house fruitful. And Joseph's ability to organize and follow God made Egypt fruitful. Do we agree? Make something else fruitful. It's called multiply. When you are causing something to multiply, it means creating an environment that is suitable for that thing so that that thing may multiply, which more than likely will be an environment that is not yours. Joseph did not take all of Egypt into prison. That let me show you what I have suffered. He knew that creating an environment that belonged to them. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, a good shepherd does not bring his sheep into his house. He creates an environment suitable for the sheep. Ladies and gentlemen, multiply. Cause something or somebody else to become fruitful. That's how God has wired you. The key to your harvest is sitting in the life of somebody that you can help. The key to your harvest is sitting in the life of somebody you can help. How do I know? Ask the young man that gave Jesus 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He helped Jesus. His needs were met. Do we agree? Replenish the earth. Replenish means to replace something that is missing. Now, this is where Joseph's story becomes interesting. Because most times with Joseph's story, we focus on him meeting Pharaoh. And then we celebrate that part. That's where he becomes rich. That's where he becomes prime minister. He walks into Pharaoh, and in one afternoon, he's promoted. He's married in one day. And we'll say, that's it. May the blessings of Joseph rest upon me. Have you prayed that prayer? You don't realize that the blessings of Joseph means that let God build the character that he built in Joseph. Because then Joseph's story becomes interesting. And this is where kingdom wealth becomes interesting. Why? Joseph at that point is now blessed. He's standing as prime minister of Egypt. You would think his story ends. No, you are blessed so that you may be a blessing. That's how God turns things around. He blesses Joseph. He solves his problems. He gives him back in one afternoon everything he was meant to have for 30 years. So now Joseph was standing at the pinnacle of his skills and abilities. He's standing at the pinnacle of his opportunities. He is blessed beyond measure. Hear me. And then the story starts. Because for Joseph, his story could end. But God takes over. Because now Joseph begins to solve the problem God had in mind all along. The Bible says Joseph's brothers come. And this is what it means to replenish. Replace what is missing. And in any situation, God is what is missing. How does he bring God into his brothers' lives? He brings forgiveness into a place where forgiveness didn't exist. What does he do for his brothers? His brothers realize he's now the most powerful man in Egypt. He has the power of life and death over us. And this is the boy that we sent into trouble. This is the person that we sent. They expected a backlash. And Joseph said, calm down, calm down, calm down. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. You're free to go. He says, go and call my father. God sent me here ahead of you to prepare a place to preserve you. Ladies and gentlemen, kingdom wealth is you. Because God wants to spend you to make somebody else's life better. So why did God meet all of Joseph's needs? Because he wanted Joseph to meet the needs of Israel. He wanted Joseph to be there to make sure Israel was fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call kingdom wealth. God will take you through character building. Then he will give you ability. Then he will give you function. Then he will give you resources so that he can solve a problem that he had in mind in the beginning. The Bible then says in Genesis 1:28, when God is working with you, the Bible says that you will then subdue. Subdue means to bring fruitfulness where fruitfulness is either resisted or not expected. And the Bible says when you subdue, you use a greater level of force or ability to bring fruitfulness out of a place or a people where it was not expected. So Joseph makes his brothers functional because he forgives them. That kind of fruitfulness whereby you can forgive because God has paid the price. Whereby you can be kind where they were cruel to you. Whereby you can speak a word to somebody that you really should be mean to. What am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? God wants to place you in a place and so that his power and ability will bring fruitfulness. What do I mean? I work with young people quite a lot. One of the things I have found is this. Young people will become what you say. They will also become who you are. And so for most of the young people I work with, many of them are very troubled. And I've found this to be true over the last 20 years. When you begin to give what they don't expect, they become what you say. So to the ones that are in deep trouble, the ones that are a real mess, the ones that are really struggling, and where God gives them the opportunity to stand, gives me the opportunity to bless them, and the first thing I will say is, I'm proud of you. And they'll start saying, what do you mean? For what? Didn't you hear what everybody said about me? Or didn't you hear what I just said to you? Hear me well. The facts are not the final thing. The Bible says, death and life are in the power of your tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, your children will become what you say against all odds. I've watched child after child become a child that is to be proud of when somebody was brave enough to tell them that when they were nothing. So ladies and gentlemen, that means you use your knowledge of the principles and the laws to bring fruitfulness where fruitfulness was not expected. So what did Joseph do? Remember, Joseph's our guide. Joseph's story does not end after his family comes. It continues. The Bible says that Joseph is blessed. Blessed by his father. All his family is in Egypt. But then they begin to die. They don't go home. They begin to die. All of them are dying. They take his father home and lay him next to Abraham, Isaac, and they lay Israel next to him. Joseph now has the blessing of the firstborn upon him. They die. Just before Joseph dies, he realizes they need something to bring them through tomorrow. So he uses his knowledge of God to ensure that Israel makes it. He says to them, God will come and visit you. And when he comes, take me with you. Now, God had said to Abraham, it will take 450 years for me to deliver your children. Joseph dies 450 years before God comes. And he says to them, take me with you when you're going. Please hear me. That means, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about subdue, we are talking about something that is very sacrificial. Sacrificial. Because 450 years later, walking behind Moses, 3 million people walk out of Egypt. 3 million people walk, but they carry one person. 3 million people walk through the Red Sea, but they carry one person. 3 million people come to the waters of Meribah. 3 million people come through the desert. 3 million people watch Moses die. 3.5 million people cross the Jordan under Joshua, but they carry one person. 3 million people surround Jericho, but they carry one person. 3 million. But they carry one person because Joseph gave them what God gave him. He said, let me give you a dream and a picture, and that picture will be sufficient to keep you straight until God comes. And ladies and gentlemen, please let me say this carefully. Joseph had to go to Egypt. Why? Only Egyptians know how to preserve a body for 450 years. That means, ladies and gentlemen, you are exactly where God wants you to be. The circumstances may not prove you right yet, but they will, because God is faithful to his word. And so, ladies and gentlemen, what am I here to tell you? You say, but you've told us many things that God will bless me. The Bible then says dominion shows up. Dominion, ladies and gentlemen, simply is God showing up. How do I know God showed up for Joseph? There is an Israel today. Dominion means God shows up. And so we've spoken many things that we've told you. I've told you about Joseph. I've told you about the blessings that God has given you. I've told you the process. But let's tie it all together. God wants to change you. Because there's a verse in scripture I want you to remember. Now I've told you what's going to happen. Now I've explained a few things. So you realize that when I'm going through trouble, like your pastor said this morning, Proverbs 23, verses 17 to 18, he says, let not your heart envy sinners, but be thou trusting in the Lord all the day long. For surely there is a latter end, and your expectation shall not be cut off. The expectation is twofold. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, that God has an expectation, and the expectation of your life is unbreakable. And if you have the same expectation, you become unstoppable. But let me wrap up my message. I've told you that God will build character, and then he will give you ability. I've told you, notice there's one thing you must realize, and let me explain. The best example of kingdom wealth transfer is Joseph. Did you realize the money that built Israel was never Joseph's, but he had unlimited access to the money of Egypt? Hear me well. Allow God's process to complete. The resources to bring God's plans to pass will come to you for free. Let God build you the resources to make the dream God gives you happen. Will come naturally. Five things I want you to remember. How does God build you? Matthew 22 verses 37 to 40 explain who you are. Jesus said, the first commandment is as follows. You shall love the Lord your God with three things. All your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Ladies and gentlemen, this is key. Why do I say it's key? The real you is your heart, your soul, and your mind. Your heart is what you believe with. Your soul is what you decide with. Your mind is what you think with. When those three things become God's, you are God's. As in God's possession. When God can make sure you believe, think, and speak as he does, then the abilities and the resources of God are at your disposal. Five things I want you to remember. How does God prepare you? The first one is the Bible. The Bible connects you to unlimited possibilities. For, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, faith comes from nowhere except the word of God. Please remember that. Romans 10:17. Jesus says, that means when the Bible says believe, the only thing he wants you to believe is the Bible. Luke 1:37 says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Mark 9:23 says, to him that believes, nothing shall be impossible. When you understand that when you spend time with the Word of God, the abilities and the powers of God become yours. Why? Because the only thing that can change your heart, your mind, and your soul is the word of God. When God makes you like him, the abilities he has, he will give you for free. Please remember, the Bible will change your heart, your life, and your words, your thoughts, and your actions. And it connects you to unlimited possibilities. Second, prayer. For ladies and gentlemen, prayer is the gift God has given you to connect you to unlimited power. Let me give you an example. I would like to give you many, but I don't want to. I just want to give you one or two. So remember, prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, do not look down on prayer. Do not look down on prayer. Prayer is not the weakest option. It's actually the most powerful option. But let me give you an example. Joshua chapter 10, reading from verses 12 to 14. The Bible says that Joshua, after speaking to God, said, let the sun not go down and let the moon stand in the valley of Ajalon. Is that in your Bible? Yes. Now let's clarify. the sun. The earth revolves around the sun. The sun does not revolve around the earth. Do we agree? So when Joshua said, "Sun, stand still so that we can finish what we need to finish," he prayed to God. And the Bible says the Lord caused the sun to stand still. But what happened in reality? That means the moon froze. Jupiter froze. Mars froze. Venus froze. Pluto froze. All the stars froze. The Milky Way froze. Simply because God said that a man on earth has asked me so that my will can be done, that the sun should stand still. He froze time on the back of a prayer. So Jesus said, the only thing he taught his disciples to do verbatim was to pray. Because prayer connects you to unlimited power. Because God said, nothing is too hard for me. Third, worship. Worship will lead you to a place of unlimited reach and impact. Unlimited. Whereby God can affect your past, your present, and your future. Why? Because he said, I am present. Let me give you the example. I'm sure you're thinking, okay, worship. No. That means, by the way, your choir is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing. You guys are off the chart. But I'm not talking about you. Because worship is not necessarily praise and worship, what we call it. No. Genesis 22, verse 5. Abraham says to his men, we will go yonder and what? Worship. That means we will give to God what he asks us to give to him. The Bible says that God responds in such a way that the earth shakes. Because he says, and let me put it in a phrase. When Abraham worships God, God says, I only wanted one child, and you've given me that ability. Therefore, I'm not only giving you your child back, but every other person that comes to me by faith is yours. So even, listen carefully, that means the largest family outside of God is Abraham's family because he worshipped God. The Bible says that it's the blessings of Abraham that have come to you through the sacrifice of Christ. Please understand. I'm going to say this carefully and I'll move on. Whenever a man meets the needs of God, God provides for that man from the harvest he provides for himself. Let me repeat, or let me explain. When God wanted a child, when Abraham gave God his, he said, every other child is yours. The young man that gave Jesus bread in John 6, did you notice? Jesus never said, feed that kid. Out of the harvest of fish and bread, Jesus fed the young man. When the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings 4 met the needs of God, ensuring that the word of God does not leave Israel, the word of God ensures that that woman's life changes forever. Ladies and gentlemen, whenever you get the opportunity to meet the needs of God from the harvest God provides for himself, he will provide for you. Number four, obedience. Obedience, ladies and gentlemen, please understand. The power of obedience is key. And let me say something about obedience. Obedience will change you the most. When a man obeys God, it will change you the most. Unlimited ability to change things comes through obedience. How do I know? Jesus said, John chapter 10, verse 18, he said, nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself so that I may pick it up again. For this commandment have I received of my Father. That is the greatest act of obedience in history. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest changes in history are because of Him. How do I know? Because only He can change a man from one thing to another. Obedience gives you the ability to make the greatest change in history. Do what God says, even if it sounds foolish. The impact will be foolish too. You will be laughing so hard. You will pinch yourself every morning that, is this me? Obedience. Because obedience will always change you first. Last one. Giving. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says the following in the book of Ephesians 1. Read it from verse 17. The Bible says, and I pray for you that God may grant you the spirit of wisdom, revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling. But then the Bible says this, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Then the Bible says, and the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe. The same power that He used to raise Jesus from the dead. And this is where I close. The Bible says that God's inheritance of wealth and glory is you. He says, in the saints, those He bought back with the blood of Christ are the resources which He wants to spend to change the world. On your inside, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest amount of kingdom wealth you can ever imagine. But God wants to sow you. Why am I saying that? Because I will not get a forest of apples until I sow the seed of apples. It dies. Out of the seed comes the plant. Out of the plant comes the tree. Off the tree comes the fruit, and then I have my forest. God is going to send you to places in this city, on this planet, in this country, and He's going to sow you. He's going to prepare you. He's going to build your character. He's going to give you unlimited ability, a life unlimited, giving gives you an unlimited life because the resources of your Father are unlimited. But what He wants to give is you, not money. Because when you arrive, Jesus put it this way. He said, and I can't remember the verse, forgive me. He said, the value of the whole world is less than the value of your soul. Meaning, even if the world is not there and there is one man, he has the ability to recreate the world that anything has been taken away, because that is God on your inside. So God, Jesus said, the ability that sits within you is the same ability that said, into darkness, let there be light. You are God's wealth. And when he sows you, the resources of the world will come and serve you. How do I know? And this is my last scripture. Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, and you've heard it from this pulpit, seek ye first the kingdom, authority, and dominion of God and his righteousness, character, and personality. And all these things shall be added to you. But we left Joseph behind. The blessing of the firstborn is to lay next to Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. Joseph gave his life to God. They carried Joseph home. And he was the only one of his brothers that ever went home. And they laid him next to Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, may the God of all ability cause his word to find a place in your hearts. God bless you for listening.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,